Just the highlights. This is the Bite-Sized Business Breakfast.
Let's talk economics now. Inflation around the world is at elevated levels. We know in the United States it's at the highest level in 4 decades. But elsewhere, New Zealand at the highest level in 3 decades. Joining us on the line now from New Zealand, delighted to say, is the Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative. It's an economic think tank in New Zealand, Dr. Oliver Hartwich. Oliver, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
So, inflation in New Zealand, 3-decade high. What's the story?
The story is very similar to what's happening anywhere else around the world. We've had a central bank with a very loose approach to monetary policy, even before COVID-19. And then when COVID-19 happened, we also got some quantitative easing on top of that. So at the time, our Reserve Bank gave itself up to 100 billion New Zealand dollars for quantitative easing. They stopped almost halfway because they already realized they were overshooting. But it was an enormous amount of money poured onto the New Zealand economy. We've seen massive house price inflation up to 30% in a year. And now we are seeing this monetary stimulus also reflected in consumer prices.
So it's 5.9% for the last 3 months, almost 6%. It's not quite the United States, but it is very, very high. Here's a question, and settle an argument, if you will, between myself and my co-host, Brandy Scott, who is a New Zealander. I've been arguing for a while that the inflation spike is temporary, it's supply chain related, and it will just solve itself. Brandy, your view is what? Your view is...
It's gone on too long to be temporary.
It's gone on too long to be temporary. Who's right?
I think you're both a little bit right, actually, taking a very diplomatic position here. But yes, of course, there are some temporary factors. I mean, the supply chain disruptions, they are temporary. But on top of all of that, we've got some structural issues here. And I think especially in New Zealand, the issues are structural because the Reserve Bank is taking a different approach to monetary policy compared to what it used to do just 4 or 5 years ago. Mind you, in New Zealand, we now have a Reserve Bank that has a different target, a different mandate. So a few years ago, the Ardern government gave our Reserve Bank the target not just to look after price stability, but also to make sure that we get full employment. Well, that has confused the central bank, and the central bank has overstimulated the economy because it wanted to contribute to employment. On top of that, of course, we have a central bank under Governor Adrian Orr that has been talking a lot about indigenous affairs, about diversity, about climate change, all very worthwhile topics, of course, except not really the core business of a central bank. And I would argue that our Reserve Bank has actually taken its eyes off the ball, its eyes off the target of price stability. So with this ultra-loose monetary policy in the pursuit of all sorts of other targets and other goals, it has contributed massively to this price spike, which we are seeing now.
So you're calling for a change in governor and a change in approach from the central bank in New Zealand. Is that right?
I would like us to go back to what we had before, a clear focus on price stability that New Zealand had for the past 30 years and which actually served us really well. I think the Reserve Bank would be well advised to focus on its core business. And if this current government is able to do it, that's fine. If not, we probably need a different governor.
Okay, well, that may well happen, or may well not. We shall see. Finally, just while we've got you on the line, we've got a lot of Kiwis here in Dubai. We've got a lot of Kiwis in this radio studio as well. My co-host Brandy Scott, Serena Kelly, our newsreader, one of her 17 passports, is New Zealand. What are the prospects, if I can ask you, very candidly, Dr. Oliver, of either you coming here to Dubai anytime soon, unrestricted, or Brandy Scott flying to New Zealand anytime soon, unrestricted? What's the mood in New Zealand at the moment when it comes to lockdown and travel restrictions?
Well, I think New Zealand is the last country on earth that has travel restrictions for its own citizens. So it's practically impossible for any New Zealander to get into New Zealand because you first have to find a hotel space in MIQ, managed isolation and quarantine. I think the only country in the world left doing that is New Zealand. But it will change. And I think it will change with Omicron because as soon as the virus spreads here in New Zealand, and it has started, of course, there's absolutely no point keeping the border shut. And that will be a good thing because New Zealand has to reconnect to the world. We've been the hermit kingdom for far too long.
Dr. Oliver, great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Joining us live from New Zealand, Dr. Oliver Hartwich, Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative. Candid comments, Brandy Scott, from Dr. Oliver.
Yeah, calling for a new central bank governor.
Yeah, he says he's taking the eye off the ball when it comes to inflation, and that should be the main gig of a central bank governor.
Well, it's interesting, actually. I was having a look this morning at the polling for the Labour Party, as you do at about 4 a.m. on a Friday, and see that there's a poll called the Cantor poll, which looks at the popularity of leaders or oppositional leaders. Jacinda Ardern, the New Zealand Prime Minister, has seen her popularity fall to its lowest level since she came into power in 2017. She's sitting on around 35%.
And that's not just among your parents, that's among everyday New Zealanders.
That is among everyday New Zealanders, absolutely. She's given a statement saying, look, we've had to make some really tough decisions. Tough times.
We know that yeah, it's a well-trodden path, isn't it, with leaders, particularly in democracies, whether it's New Zealand, the United States, India, wherever it may be. You get elected, there's a wave of euphoria, there's a honeymoon period, and yeah, then you have to start taking tough decisions. This pattern is well established.
It is indeed. The new national leader, Christopher Luxon, who there are a lot of people here in Dubai on first-name terms with him, has made some big gains. He's up to 17%. We do have a coalition government structure, though, usually, so you don't need the old 50%.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.